Mornings are for coffee and contemplation, not bullshit. Hi, this is Coach MK, and this is the Morning Mantra. Hi, my name is MK Fleming. I'm a run coach based in Denver, Colorado. But this isn't a podcast about running exactly. Don't tell my clients, but we're never really talking about the running. When you know a craptastic event is coming, it helps to have a mantra to keep you centered and focused as you move through it. You don't have to be an athlete to be hashtag coached and loved by Coach MK. And if you are here, then you are hashtag winning at life. Today's mantra is coffee and contemplation. Coffee and contemplation. If you watch Stranger Things, you kind of gotta love Hopper's entrance in the very first episode. Yes, it's problematic in its depiction of societal toxic masculinity excusing a functioning alcoholic, but my God, how he swaggers through that police station, shutting everyone down who tries to talk to him? It me. That me. I am tired. The baby hasn't been recovering, which means I haven't been sleeping, and last week was supposed to be one of the busiest of 2020. But I was Hopper. I was tired. I was so tired, I don't know that I was particularly nice. So I canceled all of my meetings. It was a really, really, really bad week for me to be tired. And I'm an entrepreneur, so those cancellations, they cost me a lot of money. I'm trying to be zen about this. It is what it is, and it's not the end of the world. Doesn't mean I have to like it, though. Frankly, it usually isn't the end of the world, but it can be really, really frustrating when big things are thrown by little things that just won't end, which is pretty much the definition of Mercury in retrograde. Y'all, we got 10 more days of this really bad cosmic luck. Take a deep breath. Hold on tight, and remember, no matter what happens, even if the bottom falls out, it isn't the end of the world. So, the mantra. We can't control everything, but we don't have to respond to anything. In those moments when you feel anxiety rising, when the work piles up, when those little things have big knock-on effects, you have my permission to go hop around the situation. Hear my voice in the back of your head saying, coffee and contemplation. And imagine me swaggering through your office with the same dead-eyed gaze towards the coffee machine in a way that makes everyone run. Take a breather. Go get you some coffee, even if that coffee happens to be a mile away. Take some time to contemplate on the trip. It's just another Monday. And we are going to be okay. You are coached, you are loved, and you are winning at life. And you are definitely winning at life if you subscribe to my Nuzzle Nut newsletter, follow me on Facebook, or follow me on Instagram. Feel free to do all three.